You have tuned in to Open Mic on TJSF Radio, broadcasting on 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University, where we broadcast on the unceded and ancestral territory of the Halkomelem and Squamish-speaking peoples. My name is Jesse, and I'm here, but I'm only here to provide some backup tech support for the, what are we calling it, the takeover?
Mm-hmm.
I'm here with Samia from the Simon Fraser Public Interest Research Group, who is here to talk about, well, the Simon Fraser Public Interest Research Group, and also the ongoing referendum, referenda, I suppose, but you're here to speak more specifically about one in particular, just to talk about the value of student services and everything. So I guess just to start with, Samia, do you want to just give you however you would like to introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Samia, and I'm a third-year criminology student, and I'm also a director of SFPIRG, which is the Simon Fraser Public Interest Research Group. And I'm here today representing them, and as well as representing all the student-funded organizations, and kind of talking about how we're expecting people to help out and support us in our in the upcoming elections, in kind of like navigating through the referendum question.
Great. And I guess just to lay things out, what is the referendum? Like, what's going on?
So right now, we do have elections coming up on the 28th, 27th, and 28th of February. And there, it's just basically we're electing the new SFSS board, and we're also going to be answering some referendum questions. And specifically, we're here to talk about one today. And the question is basically, so because our organizations are student-funded and not really funded by SFU, therefore we need the student support to keep going on and keep providing the services. This includes CGSF, the radio, Embark, Peak, our campus-wide newspaper, SFPIRG, which is a huge, like, it works immensely towards advocacy and kind of like providing services, and also SFSS, which we all know as going to events, and also the community kitchens. So it's basically we are asking students, so we are posing the question in a way that an increase of $1.5 for full-time students per semester, and an increase of 0.75 per part-time student each semester for four independent student societies, which is Embark, Peak, SFPIRG, and CGSF, and a $12 increase per full-time student, and a $6 increase per part-time student for SFSS. So basically totaling an increase of $18 per full-time student and $9 per part-time student overall each semester. So it's basically we have not been increasing the fees at all. For like, I was looking over at the data, and it was like some of us have not really increased it or like adjusted it to inflation for over like 23 years or like 16 years. And that has kind of made it hard for us to sustain ourselves and keep providing the wonderful work that everyone's doing in here. So basically, that is what the referendum question is about, and that's why we are going around campaigning, asking people to support us and vote yes in the referendum question, and show their support that they're okay with funding the student-funded organizations.
Mm-hmm. And as you said, it's been a long time since funding has increased for any of these organizations, as long as like 2002 or 2003, right? For some of them. And I know here at CJSF, our funding has not increased for quite some time. And that used to be okay when enrollment kept going up every year at the university, right? Because we would get the same amount per student, but there were more students every year. And so the budget sort of grew with inflation as a result. But enrollment has sort of plateaued, if not started to decline a little bit. We haven't been able to increase we have not been able to increase our budget for some time. And the same goes for the other student groups and for the student society itself. And the student society provides a whole lot of services, right? Mm-hmm. Including running the building that we're broadcasting in and a number of other things. What would you asking people for money, asking students to pay more money can be a difficult ask, I guess, especially right now when we're in these sort of uncertain economic times. What would you say to an undergraduate student who is unsure about whether or not they should support this referendum?
Mm-hmm. So what we basically plan to do with the money, SFPIRG specifically, we have already been, we have been involved in research and advocacy. Like just the other day, we were talking about writing. So we have this program called Letters from the Inside, and we kind of advocate for people who are still in prisons and especially from marginalized communities and are being wronged. So for SFPIRG, I would say that we are planning, what we're aiming to do with the increase in money is we're trying to increase our budget and restore our programming budget so that we can host more and larger community events. We do have workshops, training sessions, so we just want to continue doing those, maybe in a larger scale, involving more people and more in number. We also do have, as I said, a lot of workshop and educational programs. And to keep those going, we do need support from others as well. We also do collaborations with between student groups and local organizations, so we can keep on doing those and involving more people. And I am not sure whether everyone is aware of this, but SFPIRG does have a lounge where people can just relax and just take a time out, just study on their own time. I do that a lot. And so for that lounge, we do need to purchase resources so that we have a consistent stock of supplies, like stationaries, art supplies, food, and new books that people can like browse through. And most of all, I would say that we do create student employment opportunities. So it's kind of like, if you give right now, it is going to end up benefiting you in the process.
Yeah, I think, obviously all of these groups, in this case, particularly SFPIRG, do a lot of programming and do a lot of work for students. That costs money, right? Like it might not seem like it on its face. You know, you're not going out handing out money to people or whatever, but you need staff in the building, and you have to, or in the offices, and you have to pay staff. You have to set up events, pay for event space, pay for all these other things. And so I think that recognizing that and recognizing the good that these organizations can do is really key. We're going to keep talking about that in a little bit, but we're just going to take a quick musical break and we'll be right back. This is local artist Doohickey Cubicle with their track Super Smeller here on CJSF's what are we calling it? Community organizations, student organizations takeover?
Uh-huh.
Sure.
Thanks.
Welcome back to CJSF. That was Super Smeller by Doohickey Cubicle off an album of the same title. We're here in studio talking about the upcoming referendum and student elections, where students have the opportunity to increase and stabilize funding to student organizations on campus. And one of those organizations is SF PIRG, which you are a director of. Mm-hmm. I think it might be useful for our audience, for any students who are out there wondering why vote yes, why support. If you could tell me what SF PIRG has meant to you and sort of what your experience with the organization has been.
So this is my third semester of being a director with SF PIRG, and it has been an amazing experience. As I mentioned, I am a criminology student, so I am very, very involved in advocacy, and I'm very eager to get involved in any opportunities that help me join trainings that make me informed. And also, like, for example, this Valentine's Day, we did go on a march for the missing and murdered Indigenous women, and it was a delightful experience. It was so enlightening, and I've been a part of many of the events that SF PIRG hosts, because we are not really, it's not mandatory for us to attend, but I just enjoy the workshops, and we have some mental health support groups where you can just relax. We have this book club as well sometimes that you can just join. It's kind of like a safe, inclusive space where you're not being judged and where you're just all you're doing is learning. Apart from SF PIRG, I've also been involved with CGSF. I was volunteering for Active Bystander Network, which was basically the organization under SVSPO, and it was working towards diminishing sexual violence in campus. So I spoke about that. I've been involved in PEAK, and it's kind of a platform to share my voice, and I feel like a lot of students feel that way as well, because they're such strong and complicated topics that are being navigated through and handled in the newspaper. I've also been involved with Embark, the sustainability magazine, and it's been I've seen their efforts throughout campus. It's been so amazing to be a part of it, be a part of all their community kitchens, where you can, as an international student, you can not only go and make friends, but you can also kind of explore your own culture and share it with different people. And I would say, most importantly, as an international student, SFSS, that I've attended so many events, I've been part of so many clubs. It's definitely an initiative I feel like I would personally work for, because all I've gotten is mental health support, research support, and also inclusive spaces, and also just, mixing, having my ideal university life.
Mm-hmm. I think, you mentioned so many different things there, and I think that is one of the truly amazing things about each of these individual groups, the public, Simon Fraser Public Interest Research Group, CJSF, the PEAK, and Embark, and the Student Society, but also all of them together, is that they do provide, we do provide sort of that bridge from the university, from university life, from classes at the university to the rest of your life. Mm-hmm. Whether it's, connections to community, whether that's the external communities of Burnaby and people out there, or just whatever community you might find on campus, these organizations do a really good job, and it's a key part of our mandates is to build that community, right, and to provide a place where students can come and you mentioned work opportunities, research support, community kitchens, learning about all this, that's all great, but it's also a place where, you know, people talk about SFU being, you know, your commuter campus, or there it being tough to make friends or whatever, but these are the groups, like that's what we're trying to work against, right? And the Student Society does so much in terms of providing social events and opportunities to meet other students and make friends and enrich your university experience beyond just the classes. And I know that you know, sometimes when you're in university, classes is all you really have time to think about, you know, but speaking personally, I went to SFU from 2005 to 2011. And the reason that I am still on campus is not my university degree. It's the fact that I got involved with this radio station and it has become the center of my life. And that's 13 years ago that I graduated. 14 years ago that I graduated. And this organization keeps bringing me back. And the only reason that that's possible is because students fund it. And I know by working here on a day-to-day basis, and I only know specifics about this organization, CJSF, but I know that because everyone else is sort of funded the same way, we have been pushing up against the budget for quite some time, and we have we're working to do fundraising. We do an annual fundraiser. There's all these other things, but the way that we can really best maintain and improve our service to students is with a little bit more funding from students, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I completely agree with that, because I feel as though there's so much more to student life, university life, than just studies. Mm-hmm. And if you're making the right networks, if you're meeting the right friends, and if you're getting involved with the right organizations, it's gonna help you so much in the long run.
Mm-hmm. Well, and even, you know, even if you want to be purely like, how do I get the most out of my university experience? Like, how can I min-max this whole situation? It's by doing more than just your classes and getting involved in these other ways, so that you get experience or opportunities to attend a workshop, or you get opportunities to get experience doing broadcasting, so that when you want to get a job doing communications or media, you already have that experience, or whatever it might be. All of these organizations provide that sort of bridge to the outside world and bridge to enrich your university experience. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to keep chatting about this. I do want to just, drop some information that the student elections and referenda, the voting is the 27th and 28th of February, so next Thursday and Friday. Eligible undergraduate students will get a link in their SFU webmail, I believe. So you can keep an eye out for that. And we're going to hear a little bit more local music. This is Yaris Paris with their track Fancy Free. We'll be right back. Fancy Free, my Yaris Paris, here on Open Mic on CJSF, which has been taken over by the Independent Student Society's radio takeover. Still working on the name, I think. We're here to talk about the upcoming referenda about funding these organizations. I'm here with Samia from the Simon Fraser Public Interest Research Group, who do all sorts of things for students on campus, whether it's events or space, a lounge space. All of our organizations, we all have a lounge where you can come and hang out. And, you know, there are places on campus to sit around and hang out, but it's a different vibe, you know? And each of these places has its own sort of feel and its own atmosphere and its own different mix of people. There's lots of overlap, but it's cool to be able to walk in between all their, whatever, move in between all these different spaces and feel the community and feel, I mean, you just walk in and you know there's stuff to do. You know, there's something you can help with, or there's something that they can help you with. One thing we have not mentioned, well, I guess just to recap, the referendum, which is, I guess the campaign is ongoing and the voting will happen on the 27th and 28th of February, is to do both a one-time increase of the student fees for the Simon Fraser Student Society, as well as the Independent Student Society's SF PIRG, the Simon Fraser Public Interest Research Group, the Peak Newspaper, CJSF Radio, and NBARC Sustainability, to give them all of those groups a one-time increase, but also then to tie these fees to inflation starting the following year, which would eliminate the need for this kind of large fee hike in the future, and would provide long-term sustainability for our organizations. What would that mean for the Public Interest Research Group to have that sort of like dependable long-term commitment to be able to have the budget fixed to inflation?
If the fees are kind of like annually increased by the rate of the inflation, I feel as though we, as you said, as you mentioned, we would not have to introduce this kind of hike in fees, because we would already be able to sustain ourselves and just get the resources, have enough funds to organize workshops and training sessions and events. I feel like we would have enough to, with the support of the student body, we would have enough to give back to the students as well.
Yeah, and I think that that's, you know, we are, the organizations are asking students to give more through their student fees, but it's so that these organizations can do more for students, right? Like there's a very direct relationship between what we're asking for students and what they can get back, right? And you know, we're always here and welcome to, you're welcome to come in and we will support you in whatever way we can. But with secure funding, we know for sure that we'll be here next year to help out, but also that we can sort of expand what we're currently able to do and bolster our current offerings to help more students and to help each student more, which I think is a worthwhile thing to do, in my opinion. Anyway.
I feel like mostly the vote isn't kind of about maintaining what we have right now. It kind of is, but it's also about protecting and improving the services and, as you said, expanding to make the student experience better. I think most people are aware of, none of the operational funding these organizations need to survive comes from SFU. So SFU does not fund us. These are our organizations. These are your organizations. And we are here for you and accountable to you, the student body. And therefore, we are funded by relatively like small fee levies by the students as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I mean, when you compare the fee to your tuition, it's minuscule, right? Mm-hmm. But I mean, it is money. So we appreciate the consideration of giving that extra money. And I just think that it's really important to have these groups on campus, because without these groups,